Our reading for today is from the Gospel of St. Mark, the 4th chapter, verses 1 through 20. Again he began to teach beside the sea, and a very large crowd gathered about him, so that he got into a boat and sat in it on the sea. And the whole crowd was beside the sea on the land. And he was teaching them many things in parables, and in his teaching he said to them, "Listen, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some of the seed fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured it. Other seed fell on rocky ground, where it did not have much soil, and immediately it sprang up, since it had no depth of soil. And when the sun rose, it was scorched, and since it had no root, it withered away. Other seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no grain. And other seeds fell into good soil and produced grain, growing up and increasing and yielding 30-fold and 60-fold and 100-fold. And he said, "He who has ears, let him hear." And when he was alone, those around him with the 12 asked him about the parables. And he said to them, "To you has been given the secret of the kingdom of God, but for those outside everything is in parables, so that they may indeed see but not perceive, and may indeed hear but not understand, lest they should turn and be forgiven." And he said to them, "Do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all the parables? The sower sows the word, and these are the ones along the path where the word is sown. When they hear, Satan immediately comes and takes away the word that is sown in them. And these are the ones sown on rocky ground, the ones who, when they hear the word, immediately receive it with joy. And they have no root in themselves, but endure for a while. Then when tribulation or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately they fall away. And others are ones sown among thorns. They are those who hear the word, but the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches and the desires for other things enter in and choke the word, and it proves unfruitful. But those that were sown on good soil are the ones who hear the word and accept it and bear fruit 30-fold and 60-fold and 100-fold. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Timothy Pauls from Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Boise, Idaho.
The Word of the Lord from Mark chapter 4. Jesus said, "Do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all the parables? The sower sows the word." This is the Word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So the sower sows the word. That's the point of the parable. He flings the word all over the place, and the word creates faith and it yields believers. It's how the people of God are created. And as they grow and mature, they declare the praises of God to others. In other words, they sow the word too, and more hear and believe. It's how the church grows, because the sower sows the word. And that shouldn't be a big surprise. Think how trees and plants got started in the first place at the time of creation. God planted them by speaking. From Genesis 1, God said, "Let the earth sprout vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees bearing fruit in which is their seed, each according to its kind on the earth." And it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed according to their own kinds, and trees bearing fruit in which is their seed, each according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. So, God sowed his word to create plants and trees, and they sprang up with seeds, which they then sowed so that more might sprout up and grow. And as creation, so also now the kingdom of heaven. As St. Paul writes, "I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth." And how? By the word, by the testimony of God. The sower sows the word. Get that right, and the rest of the parable makes sense. Get that right, and the rest of the parables about the kingdom of heaven make sense. Get this wrong, and you'll get all sorts of things wrong. In this parable, the temptation is always to forget the seed and fixate on the dirt, to get wrapped up in the question, what kind of dirt are you? Are you packed dirt where the birds devour, where Satan replaces the word with temptation? Are you rocky dirt where the sun scorches, where tribulation destroys shallow faith? Are you thorny dirt where the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word out of your soul? Or are you good soil, ready to hear the word and accept it and bear fruit? And once you've spent a lot of time identifying what kind of soil you are, the next question becomes, what are you going to do about it? Dear friends, don't worry about the dirt. Don't get distracted. Whatever kind of dirt you are, whatever kind of dirt you're in, the answer is simple. Hear the word that the sower sows. It's his law, after all, that warns you of the consequences of sin, that exposes your transgressions. It's his law that warns of the danger of bowing to persecution, despairing in tribulation, or worshiping the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches. And it's his gospel that sends the devil packing, that strengthens your faith to endure trouble. It's the gospel that forgives your sins of worry and greed. It's all about the word. It's the law that exposes all that would make the soil unfruitful. And it's the gospel that gives life and growth and produces fruit. For the gospel is this: Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. And thus the sower sowed the word into the world, for thus the word became flesh and dwelt among us. And by means of death on a cross, the seed of the woman was planted into a tomb meant for sinners. Why? Jesus tells you in John 12, he says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit." So Christ, the Word made flesh, was sown into death so that he might raise you up as his beloved child, forgiven for your sins, bearing much fruit, alive in his presence forever. The sower sows the word. That's how the kingdom of heaven grows. That is how the Lord has made you alive in him, so that you might bear fruit as his holy child, both now and forevermore. In the name of Jesus, amen.
We thank Pastor Timothy Pauls from Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Boise, Idaho, for today's meditation on God's Word.